It's not uncommon for musicians to play a concert in the outfield of a baseball stadium, but how about scheduling tour dates around baseball? After all, why visit Boston when the Red Sox are out of town if it's possible to arrange a gig during a homestand? That's what mandolinist Sam Bush has been known to do. Sam's team is the St. Louis Cardinals, and he is such a fan that he wrote a song about the Cards' great Ozzie Smith for his King of the World CD. Sam's tribute to the now-retired back-flipping shortstop is called The Wizard of Oz.
Cardinals knew they got a special gift when he took the field with his back flip, diving left and right, soaring up and down on the yellow brick road to Cooperstown.
Hey, Ozzy!
Yeah, catch that ball.
Hey, Ozzy!
You're the best of all. The Wizard of Oz, now that's his name. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Ozzy!
Baseball has been celebrated in song almost since the first pitch was tossed. The baseball polka was written in the late 1850s, and since then, baseball songwriters have included Irving Berlin and Bruce Springsteen, with Frank Sinatra and Meatloaf among the singers praising the game. Bob Dylan wrote a baseball song, too. It was about the late pitcher Catfish Hunter, not only one of the best pitchers ever, but one of the most important to those enjoying multi-million dollar playing contracts today.
Catfish on the mound, strike three, the umpire says, batter has to go back and sit down. Million dollar man, nobody can throw the ball like Catfish.
Catfish Hunter was one of baseball's most dominant pitchers during a 15-year career that brought him 5 World Series rings with the Oakland Athletics and the New York Yankees. He also strung together 5 straight 20-victory seasons, pitched a perfect game, and also won a Cy Young Award, which is given annually to the most outstanding pitcher in each of the 2 major leagues. But Catfish Hunter is also remembered for what Bob Dylan just sang about, signing a 5-year, $3.75 million contract with the Yankees in 1975. That contract made him the game's first multimillionaire player. Catfish retired after the 78 season and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1987. And if you ever pay a visit to those hallowed halls, you might see Bob Dylan's autographed album featuring the song Catfish. Singer-songwriter Chuck Brodsky is known for including a baseball tune or two on his albums. He even released a collection of just baseball ballads. Mo Berg, the song, is the story of a real-life Dodgers player in their pre-Los Angeles days, back when they called Brooklyn, New York home. Mo Berg lived a double life, baseball slugger and American spy.
Mo Berg, the professor of the bullpen, joked with pitchers, reading them the newspapers he used to have delivered. Spoke to them in Russian, Japanese, and French. He was the greatest scholar that ever rode the bench. Mo Berg and the Babe, they went over to Japan with a team of touring all-stars giving clinics for the fans. This was back in the 30s, as the world prepared for war. Mo took a lot of pictures, nobody knew what for.
The most famous baseball song ever written sprang from quite an unlikely source. When Jack Norworth wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game in 1908, he had never been to a major league game. But inspiration struck on a subway train as he stared at an advertisement. And the rest, as they say, is history. This is Sam Bush's version of the classic baseball tune. And a few years ago, he had the opportunity to play it during the 7th inning stretch at a St. Louis Cardinals game. Sam says he will never forget standing up there on the top of the dugout and hearing thousands of fans singing the words as he played this tune on his mandolin. I'm Catherine Cole.